Ryan, my man, what's going on, bro?
Hey, brother, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good.
You say brother, but we're mortal enemies this week, my friend.
Yeah, man. Hey, thanks for joining, man. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I admire your willingness to always want to be part of the Big Time Ballers podcast. So I appreciate you hopping on again.
Hey man, I appreciate you having me. I'll try to watch. I want the parental advisory this time.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right. Yeah, man. So before we even get into fantasy football, man, you know, just how are you doing, man? You know, it was great to see you at the draft this year. You know, I think we all needed that after having a year off, man. So how is everything going with you?
So far, so good. So far, so good. I mean, could always be better, but that's life in general. Just a single dad life. Trying not to drive my kid crazy / be driven crazy by said kid. But
yeah, tell me about it, man.
Just been working, you know. Did you guys get my Apple Talk in the chat?
Yeah, definitely sure got that. No, that's cool, man. Actually, I may have a solution to your you know, your single dad life over there, you know. So my advice to you, you know, if you don't want to have that lonely feeling anymore, you know, it'd be a good idea to try to win the trophy. I think you'd be surprised how fulfilling that would be.
It's the second child I've always wanted.
Ah, that's awesome. So before we even, you know, jump into the whole, you know, the 2021 season, man, I just want to just a quick recap, you know. So, you know, you had some time off, you know, you came back in 2020. You made it to the finals in your first year back, you know, that year you finished as the fifth seed, you know, 7-6 record. You lost to Bill in the finals. Now you don't play Bill until week 14 of this year. So your last regular season game is when you get to play Bill. Do you have that game in your mind? Like, is there a message you're going to be sending to Bill in your last game this year?
You know, that is the name I was looking for when I first looked at the schedule, right? You guys making me have to wait until the final week to get my sweet, sweet revenge.
You know,
I like that.
Yeah. I don't want to, maybe I'm wrong here, but I'm going to guess, you know, because I think Bill, I think he's got a pretty close relation with the commissioner of the league. So my guess is he probably went to the commissioner and said, hey, is there any way you can move towards the end of the league? You know, that's what I'm guessing, but I could be wrong.
Whether that happened or not, I'm pretty sure being 1-6 wasn't on Bill's plans for 2021. So,
ooh, ouch. Start the jabs at the champ.
You got to take them when you can.
Yeah, you have to.
Wait week 14 to see the guy, so.
Yeah, might as well. Who knows what his record is going to be at that time, right?
Hey, for all we know, he might desperately need that win to make the playoffs, so make things interesting.
Definitely. You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, all you need is that one win to start seeing your way, and then things just start going your way. So let's see what happens. You know, it's I think he's got a great opportunity this week going against Walt, you know, to Bill and his win last week. You know, I think if we see Bill fall to Walt this week, then I think we know he's got a real problem on his hands.
Well, since you brought the Walt-Bill matchup up, I will get right into these interesting notes I have here for said week 8.
And we'll you got notes.
We will all start right with the Walt and Bill matchup. This is actually a rematch from week 3 of this year, where Walt won 120.54 to 107.32. However, this was a pre-Tyreek Hill trade. So we'll see if we get the same results or if we get different results. I know Walt's going to want to get that go up 2-0 on Bill. That'd be huge. for anybody to do. I mean, he is the current champ. I mean, he is the reigning champ.
He is. He definitely is. And I think that's one of the things that I spoke to him a little earlier today. And, I said, you know what? You know how the recaps are, right? You lose, you hear it, regardless of who you are, right? It was good to actually see the champ get his first win. But obviously I think, everyone still wants to go after Bill, right? He's got that target on his back, right? Not only does he have that brand new shiny trophy, he also has that belt. And I think that just kind of adds a little more fuel to the fire. I could clearly understand why he is where he is right now. And I think why people maybe paying extra attention to Bill these days.
Listen, when you have the championship, I don't care what your record is. I want to beat you.
I agree. I 100% agree with that.
As a matter of fact, you don't even have to still have that championship for me to want to beat you. If you've won it before, I want to beat you a little more than I want to beat everybody else.
Yeah, I think you sent that message to me loud and clear in week 5. I remember that one.
Well, that's actually – that'll bring me to my second. Well, there's 3 rematches this week, and Walt and Bill, one of them. Of course, you and I, one of the other ones. And the third rematch is a rematch from week 1 where Chris took on my brother, Luke. So those are our 3 rematches. And, of course, that means the other 4 matchups are all eventual rematches. Interesting, yep. Interesting facts about those matchups. RJ and Corey play each other this week. They also play each other week 9. So they're going to want to get a little familiar with each other this week.
Ah, interesting.
Also, there's a second matchup we will see week 9 as well, and that's Jason and Shady. So those 2 matchups, they got each other the next 2 weeks. So I think that makes things a little more interesting, you know?
Yeah, it really does, because right now, Jason and Shady, they pretty much have the same record. They're both 3-4. And actually, RJ and Corey have the same record as well. They're 5-2. That's really going to create some separations here in the next couple of weeks, unless there's a split between those games. But it's a great opportunity for either one of those guys to put some distance between them and the other guys. So, and I guess you could kind of really look at the Bill and Walt situation as, who really wants to push the other one down towards the bottom of the table towards that pink t-shirt, right? So we'll have to see who wants it more there.
That is true, which leaves us 2 other matchups, which is Jesse versus Nate and Cam and Mark. Both of those matchups, they'll see each other again week 14.
Gotcha.
So
cool, man. I'm glad you dug into some details there.
Yeah, the whole aspect of the rivalry week, man, I like it. And then you look at stuff like this and, it makes it that much more interesting. You know what I mean? Like,
you got it really does.
Because you already know you play everybody at least once. And then you add that extra game. It just makes things like, it was a toss-up between who we would have had this week. Me, that is, like, you, because I believe so that you, RJ, Corey, and Nate are all 5-2, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So that, just the whole concept makes everything more interesting. It's going to shake, because it has no, there's no way this doesn't shake everything up. It's going to shake it all up. And then with those 2 matchups that got each other again next week, these gives these guys an opportunity to go beat these guys that they're in direct competition with 2 weeks in a row. And that comes in, that'll come in huge for those head-to-heads.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think this was definitely a great idea by Mark. because last year, you know, we had just so many teams, and you know, towards the end of the season, you know, you're trying to figure out, like, you know, man, who's going to own the tiebreaker, right? And you know, I think you have a great opportunity here to try to control your own destiny in a sense, right? So you're given the opportunity to, you know, take that lead against your direct competition, right? So it's all going to come down to you to make sure you hit the free agent list the way you should, set the right lineup, make trades if you have to. You know, it's all on your plate right now. So this is where you separate yourself from the rest of the league, right? So we'll have to see how these turn out. I'm really excited about them.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that 100%. Just when you thought you couldn't love the game anymore, you throw something creative like this in the mix. And
yeah, man, it's always trying to do something new, man. Always. So I was thinking about this, right? And you know, I don't know how we want to approach this. So, you know, if the NFL leaves it at, you know, 18 game schedule, then obviously I think, you know, this is going to remain. If for some reason they decide that they don't like it and they want to revert back to where they were, I don't know if we're just going to get rid of it or if we're going to adjust our schedule and still have the rivalry week. But I guess that's something we'll just have to, you know, cross that bridge
right
when we get there.
Yeah. The only time will tell on that.
Yeah, I agree. 100%, man. So, no, man, so I appreciate you diving into, you know, looking at all those matchups. You know, that's pretty some good in-depth stuff there. I wasn't even, you know, paying attention to most of those matchups. So, really, my focus this week was just really on you, man, because there's a lot that I want to cover about you, and you guys know how I am, right? So you do certain things special in the league. I take notice. I like to point it out, you know, and kind of just – you know, just put it out there, right? So kind of help maybe you motivate some of the other guys to say, you know what, I want to be like Ryan one day, right? I want to make it onto the Big Time Baller podcast one day, right? So there's just so much that I want to cover here with you, man, because I love everything you're doing this year. It's amazing to watch. You know, I think I told you the story before, you know, when Luke was like, hey, Ryan is back. You know, Mark and I looked at each other like, all right, pretty much what Luke is saying is we got some competition coming back. So, you know, and that was great, man. So, so thank you for pulling those together, you know, and, you know, so I want to jump into your, to the 2021 season here, man. And, you know, one of the first things that stood out to me was, you know, the first game you played this year, you lost to Nate. You lost to, and I'm going to call it out, you lost to the pink shirt the very first game of the year. Tell me, what went through your mind when you lost to Nate in week one?
You want the honest answer?
Yes.
My honest first reaction when I lost to Nate week one was, this is why you take CMC with the first pick. I wasn't upset that I lost to Nate. I was upset that Jason drafted Alvin Kamara. But seeing where Nate's gone, he's already outperformed last year. It's a big 100%. Props to him. I can't give nothing but credit to him. He's turned it around. And even when he lost McCaffrey, he still doesn't have him back, and he's still stringing together wins, man. He's sitting there strong at 5-2. He knocked off my brother, man. One of the biggest threats. The guy is scoring all the points. You know what I mean? Like, that's huge. That's big. You know what I mean? Like, it made me feel a little better about losing to him when he beat my brother.
yeah, and that's funny because he actually beat you week one, then he beat Luke in week two.
Which, I mean, if you're going to turn your season around, what better way to do it than knock off a couple Griffins, you know? So nothing but respect there. And I said it after he beat me in the group chat. I said, I hope he makes the playoffs and we get round two. And he keeps it up. That's a high probability. That could really happen. You know what I mean? That's so definitely got to give credit where credit is due. He had a good draft, man. taking Cooper Kupp was clutch. You know, that was a clutch pick.
That definitely was.
Especially because I'll be the first to admit it. He took Cooper Kupp. RJ took Robert Woods. You took David Montgomery. And then y'all left me Justin Jefferson just sitting there. And I thought it was a bonehead play. And honestly, the only one out of those three picks that is looking like a better draft pick than Jefferson is Cooper Kupp at right now at this current juncture. You know, it's again, got to give credit where credit is due. You know, like that was a clutch pick. However, he made the mistake of dropping Zach Ertz too early. And for that, I thank him.
Oh, I didn't realize he dropped him.
Yeah, I picked that's probably my best waiver pickup so far. Oh, maybe not. I did pick up the Arizona defense. It's pretty clutch.
Man, I didn't realize he dropped him. But no, that definitely was a good pickup by you. But you know what? I actually think I think you're being a little modest. I think you're really not letting on the full truth of how you feel, you know, how you felt about that loss. And the reason why I say that is because I'm looking at what you did after you lost to Nate. After you lost to Nate, you went on and you won six straight games. They had, I'm guessing there's some sort of anger, some sort of frustration that was built up that you just decided to just steamroll everyone in your way. So talk to me about what was your game plan heading into week two against Mark, you know, after, you know, losing to his brother week one.
Then go in the bedroom, man. Well, I always have Mark circled on my schedule because, you know.
Sounds like you have the Smith brothers circled.
I'll always have that 2015 championship etched in the back of my head. And fun fact, Mark has not beaten me since beating me in the championship game.
So I can see why you have him circled. Sounds like an easy win every time you see him on the calendar.
I took it personally. So, you know, I don't forget a loss. I don't forget a loss.
Yeah, those are hard to forget.
The Flyer.
Yep, I still remember my Monday night loss to Bill when his Deontay Johnson come back to beat me by maybe less than a point, I think it was. I still remember that one.
Yeah, Bill had some pretty high scores against me last year. I'm pretty sure Darren Waller went off both games, and then Alvin Kamara and his six freaking touchdowns, that son of a bitch. Yeah, I'll tell you, nothing will ruin your championship week more than watching the guy you're going up against score six touchdowns on a freaking Thursday, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say that was his first player as well, so seeing that kind of just takes the life right out of you.
Yeah, like if that happens on a Monday, at least there's that little bit of hope. But that happened on a Thursday. I had to sit on it Friday. I had to sit on it Saturday.
And yeah,
my team didn't perform. I'm pretty sure I put up a pretty decent amount of points. All while not having my highest score that season. I didn't have James Robinson for the entirety of the playoffs last year.
Yeah, he was a pretty good late draft pick for you.
Yeah, he just kind of
just wasn't there when you needed him the most.
But yeah.
No, man. I mean, so that's great. You know, so you know, you rattled off six straight wins. You know, within those six wins, you knocked out three champions during that time. So speaking of six straight wins, that's gonna lead me into my next point here. So right now, you're one win away from tying the league's longest win streak record. There are currently three teams that are tied with seven wins. That's Bill, Luke, and Chris. So I could imagine, you know, you're coming into week seven, not only because you want to, you know, beat your rival, but you also looking to tie that win streak record. Is that a fair statement?
That is more than fair. I haven't really been giving it too much thought up until this week, because the last 6 weeks, it wasn't right there. You know, now it's right there. And it just be the cherry on top of the victory, you know. And honestly, out of all the 5-2 teams that I could have ended up having to play, it's only fitting that it's you, my friend. It's only fitting. We have quite the history here, you and I. I'm looking right at it. We have quite the history, you and I.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear this.
Do you know how many times we've met in the playoffs?
Maybe three?
Four. Four times. Okay. We've met in the playoffs. That includes last year. There's 2020, 2017. And then I don't remember how our playoffs went in 2015, but we played each other twice. Oh, wait. No, excuse me. Yeah. Wait a minute. Excuse me. I believe we've played each other five times. Because, yeah, I'm seeing 15, 16, 17, 2020. We've played each other. So technically, because I was gone 18, 19. So technically, four consecutive years that I've been in the league.
So it was 15, 16. I wasn't in the league 17. So 17, you played Shady in the first round.
Okay. So then it was four times. Cool. I had that number right then. Come on, Nova, stop.
I want to play it for
you. No, you're not playing my game.
Just for a while.
Just for a while?
Yeah.
I'm not negotiating with you. This is not a trade-off. You will win, my dear.
Yeah.
Why don't you go play with your tablet, sweetheart?
Why do you want to?
I know you want to play Mario, don't we all?
Mario's fun.
Yes, it is very fun. I've been teaching the kids some NES. You
know, there you
gotta,
go.
Got to start them out right, you know.
That's right.
But okay, so back to our history here. Do you know narrowest? Do you know what our narrowest game was, our closest score?
Was it the 150 to 158?
Actually, we have won 2 points closer in 2015. A 140 to 136. And then do you know what our widest margin of victory or margin was? You can't see my eyebrows going up and down, but they are. Week five, baby.
But
none of that matters. None of that matters now. All that matters is what's next, this next matchup. And something tells me this will not be the last time we see each other this year.
I don't think it's going to be. I think we're going to extend our playoff matchups. That's going to be my guess.
I would place money on it, honestly. It's just the way the way the puzzle falls, the way the pieces drop into place. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I already know my next. I got you this week, Cam next week, and then the third person that's always circled on my schedule, and that's my brother, week 10.
Yep, so you do have – so I was looking at your schedule. So obviously if you get the win this week, you know, you're going to tie the longest win streak record, and then you play Cam in week 9 if, you know, there to get a chance to own the record yourself. You know, and then from there you get to face, you know, Luke in week 10. So the fact that you brought up Luke, right? So I want to just there's a few things here that I want to cover, and I'm going to bring it up again because it's your brother, right? So looking at you right now, so you have a 6-1 record. It's the best record in the league. Last week I did the 2021 award race just to see where everyone was. You were second in the standings when it comes to the Super T Coach of the Year award. You actually were the front runner for the Annihilator award. But things have changed a little bit, right? So right now, you know, if the season ended today, you know, you would be the division winner. RJ was the leader last week. You took care of business and you took that spot away from him. So good job there. Now, you know, week 5, you had an 87.4 points largest margin of victory. I'm not going to say who it was against, but
they know.
But for some reason, I think Luke had other plans because Luke came back in week 7, man. And he just literally annihilated Shady. So Luke actually, and it's kind of disappointing, he a 99.4, largest just margin of victory.
I was watching it.
99.4. Are you – no, so Luke is the only team in the league that scored over 1,000 points. Right. You know, he has the most high score so far this year. But you're at the end of the day, you're the one sitting there with the best record. Are you worried about playing Luke at all in week 10?
I wouldn't say worried. I don't know if that'd be the correct word, because to be worried would mean I'd be afraid. And
I'm more welcoming than that.
I don't want to see
Luke on my schedule at all. So I'm afraid. So I want to know how you feel about it.
To me right now, records aside, to me, Luke is the biggest threat right now. You see what his team's doing week in, week out. He's putting up the points. One of the things I look at, I'm sure other people look at this too, at the end of the week, they try to see, you know, how many teams did I outscore this week? You know what I mean? We all do it. We all see who do we outscore this week? How many teams would I have beaten this week? And we've all had the running, for the most part, we've all seen the same thing. Probably wouldn't have beat Luke this week. Probably wouldn't have beat Luke last week. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to say I'm worried as much as I'm excited, because I don't have to play against Jamar Chase for one. Not that the rest of his team is slouches or anything, but that kid's just been ridiculous.
Oh, so you already did your homework.
Oh, yeah.
Just checking to see all who's on a bye. Smart.
I usually do that. I'll usually look a couple weeks ahead, see what I'm working with. I'll always check the matchups. Like I know most of my matchups for the next few weeks. So that's another reason I'm not worried, is I've got some pretty favorable matchups. I believe I'll have Dallas going up against Atlanta, which I like that a lot. The Rams, they've got Houston this week, and then an equally crappy defense the following week. I'm excited. Then, you know, I got Elliott and Justin Jefferson both coming off a bye. Like, that's another thing, is like I was able to win last week despite not having my first 3-round players.
Yeah, that's, you know, go ahead.
I had 2 on a bye, and then CEH, who's been hurt for me. But you know, when you're able to come into the week with your best players out for whatever reason, luckily it was just a bye week. And when, you know, feels good, especially when it's against a former champ, and especially when it's to get your 40th career win. So shout out to RJ for that.
Drop number 40 on RJ. I like it.
I like it too.
There you go, Mr. Resilient. 40 on your head. Yeah, man. Congrats and getting to number 40. That's awesome.
Thank you. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, man. So, you know, you're sitting at 6-1. You know, you're heading into week 8, you know, playing the number 2 team in the league. What's your confidence level going into this matchup that you're going to be able to regain your number 1 spot in the standing after week 8?
I feel pretty good. Again, I like a lot of my matchups. However, I'll tell you a few things I don't like. Were you aware you only have one 1 o'clock player this week? Everybody else plays 4 or later.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you also see that? I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, it was only 2 4-4 games, and the rest are all night and Monday. I don't like that. I do not enjoy not having players go Monday.
I think I looked today, and you did have one in your lineup.
I had Williams in, but the news broke that AB will be missing the next few weeks, so I had to throw Evans back in there because he's going to be seeing some more targets if with no AB. He should be seeing plenty of volume. Keyword, should be. I mean, I don't want to have to call up Tom Brady and complain, but I will. And by call up Tom Brady and complain, I mean, I will bitch on his Instagram right now.
So that was one of the things I was looking at too. And I was just looking at my lineup and I'm like, man, you know, after the 1 o'clock games on Sunday, I'm probably going to have like 20 points and you're going to have like a buck 50, you know, but you know, at least I'll still have a few guys to hopefully help close the gap.
Well, that you got Mahomes and Tyreek Hill on Monday, which I don't like. Whoever decided the Chiefs and the Giants are worthy of a Monday night game needs to be fired immediately. immediately. I'm sorry, but even if the Giants were 100% healthy and the Chiefs were playing Chiefs football, the game is not worthy of a Monday night. Like,
it's fantasy worthy for me, and I'm going to be cheering on Mahomes and Tyreek Hill against the Giants all night long.
I will say this, though. As a Giants fan, you probably have mixed feelings going into Monday too, because on one hand, you want Saquon Barkley to play because you're a Giants fan. But on the other hand, if Saquon Barkley plays, it's going to be a huge shot to you.
I prefer Saquon to stay on the bench where he is Monday night. You know, I think we should give Devin Booker one more week.
If I have to, I will go down to New Jersey. I will massage that man's leg right now, man. I will make sure he is ready for Monday if that's what it needs. If that's what he needs, he'd probably be really weirded out. But
no, I think you should let him be where he is. He needs to stay where he is. We'll give him another week. No, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, man. It should be a great matchup. It's always a great matchup when we meet, so that should be pretty exciting. So, you know, after your week 8 matchup, man, looking at the rest of your schedule, I don't really want to say it's a, you know, cupcake schedule, but, I mean, of the 6 guys you have to play, only 2 of them have winning records, and that's Luke and Corey. Everyone else has a losing record, man. So,
yeah, I've played all the other 5-2 teams. I've played Jesse. I'm pretty sure there's somebody else at 4-3, or is that Luke?
Yeah, I think you're in a great spot to finish out this year, you know, really to control your own destiny. And I, looking at your schedule, looking at what you've been doing with the team you've got, man, it's hard for me to sit here and say that I see you losing that number 1 spot in the standings. I think personally, you know, you're just going to keep getting stronger and stronger as the season goes on. And, you know, I'm not going to jinx it, but all I'm going to say is that I like your chances.
Hey, you already jinxed me on the Annihilator when you posted those up on their website. So let me ask you real quick. Were you as relieved as I was? Like when I got to beat you the way I did, as exciting – and as excited as it was to, you know, be the front runner for the Annihilator, I was way, way, way more happy to not be the guy it was against. Like, before I took it over, it was Nate's score over me week one that was holding on to the Annihilator.
It was.
And it's just a load off your chest, a load off your shoulder. The weight of the world is off when you're like, oh, good. I don't want to be on the receiving end of that.
No. So, yep, it was Nate. And then the next person to break it, yep, it was you in week five. And then Luke in week seven. So, yeah, that's, I mean, that 99 is going to be tough to break. That's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. But I'm sure if somebody does it, the happiest person about it is going to be Shady.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, having your name on the trophy as the winner sounds great. That would be awesome. Having your name on the trophy as the guy that got annihilated does not sound like a fun time to me. I don't want to be that guy.
Don't want to be that guy.
But yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm real excited. Hard to believe we're already in week eight, man. This is crazy.
It is. It really is, man. But you know, it's been a fun season so far. You know, it's
probably more stressful for you than me.
You know, honestly, I'm really grateful for where I am right now because I really wasn't expecting to beat Luke and Corey those last 2 weeks. You know, you have to remember, man. So I had, you know, last week I had two guys. I think one guy scored, you know, my running back 3.3 points. And I think I had like a big fat zero for my tight end position. And then last week, you know, getting another zero from a running back and only seven from Mahomes and still being able to pull it out. You know, it's just sometimes you get lucky. And I truly believe, you know, I got lucky, especially when I played Luke, man, you know, because you're talking about a guy who's coming in, you know, scoring 194 points. Thankfully, when he played me, he kind of cooled off because then he came back the next week with a buck 71. So I think I caught him at the right time.
Yeah. Thank you to the schedule gods for not lining me up with Luke Week 7. I appreciate that.
I'll take it.
It was a little bit rough. I feel. Has anybody talked to Matt? How's he doing? Is he okay? Do we know if he's okay?
I don't know if he is. You know, I don't know if Matt wants to speak to anyone right now. So, yeah, but we probably should send someone to check on him just to make sure he's still breathing.
He's gonna have to get a lineup in this week, and we want to make sure he can do that. So we could just send a search party over there, make sure he's cool.
Definitely.
Because it's sitting right here next to me because I use the damn thing every day as motivation. As I got my cup, my mug.
Ah, the second place mug.
And let me tell you, something that motivates you is drinking out of this mug right here. It'll motivate a man. It'll motivate a man.
Those mugs are awesome.
I do. I love it. And it's my favorite color, so it's perfect.
Awesome, man.
It's great. It's great. It's great to be back. I know I've been back over a year, or this is my second season back, but I'm really, really glad to be back. It was great to have the live draft again. It was great to see everybody. It was great to watch Jesse attempt to murder everybody with alcohol poisoning. That was great.
As always.
Pretty sure everybody has a newfound respect for Walt because a lesser man would not have made it out of that draft alive.
I was just waiting to see how far up the tree he was going to make it.
I don't even drink, and that man had me drunk just by looking at him. But it was good, man. It was fun time. It was good stuff, man.
Yeah, it was definitely awesome. It was. You know, but there's one other thing that I want to just ask you really quick before we get out of here. So, and you know, I like to pay close attention to certain things that go down, and I don't know if you remember, but when you came back in the league, you know, at that time, Chris was the, you know, was a two-time defending champ, right? And he just tore the league apart. So when you came back and I introduced you, you know, kind of just talking about how good you were before you left, you know, I could clearly get, you know, Chris's reaction where he was like, eh, I don't know who this Ryan kid is, but I'm the back-to-back champ. So I wanted to bring that up because I don't know what the matchups are going to be just yet, but I want you to know that I'm probably going to have that week 13 as my game of the week because that's one I've had circled. So I just want to get your thoughts real quick. I know it's a ways away, but what's your take on Chris right now? I mean, right now you're at 6-1. You know, Chris was, you know, he did his thing a few years ago, but now Chris is, you know, sitting at 3-4. Like, do you think Chris is going to make the playoffs? You think he's going to be a threat to you in week 13? Like, what's your take on Chris right now?
So let's like I said earlier in the show, when it comes to a reigning champ, past champ, I don't care what the record is, you're looking at a man that has not one but two and back to back at that. Like, we have two-time champs, but this is the only guy to do it back to back. Whether or not I was in the league those 2 years is irrelevant because those championships are forever. His name is on that trophy forever. That is a man you want to beat every time you are lined up against him. Last year, I did a whole lot of shit talking.
You really?
And he done whooped my ass. So if you can't tell, I've been a little quieter this year. I've been kind of sitting back, picking my moments, picking and choosing, not trying to jinx myself.
Hey, you still there? Sounds like I just lost you.
Still got me, buddy?
Yep, there you are.
Okay, cool. So you can never count a guy like Chris out. This is a two-time champ for a reason. He plays Luke this week, which again, not the guy you want to have to go against, but if he is able to pull a win, that'll be a huge win. That'll be huge. It's week 8. We still got half a season to go. Anything can happen. We play each other, you know. Anything can happen week in, week out. And again, this is a two-time champ. This is a champion. Like, I don't care what is his record right now. 3-4. He could be 0-7. He could be 7-0. We're looking at a two-time champ. That's a guy you want to beat. That's a guy you know has that desire to win, not just that desire to win, but that capability. Like, he's got Josh Allen on his team. He's got Aaron Jones on his team. He's got Darren Waller on his team. He's got good players, and these players can put up a lot of points on you. You know, he doesn't need all his whole team. Like last year, a lot of my losses were by one player. When I lost to you, it was mostly Tyreek Hill. It was that 57 points was the difference. When I played against Bill, both times I played Bill, Darren Waller had over 40 points. You know, like, when you have a player like a Josh Allen, an Aaron Jones, you know, a Darren Waller, a guy that can put up 40 points by themselves, 50 points by themselves, we saw Aaron Jones do it earlier this year. It can happen. You know, when you have a player like that on your team, the rest of your team can shit the bed and you can still pull out the victory. And I still see Chris making the playoffs. He's right in the middle of the pack. He's I'm not sure what his schedule's looking like, but you know, you got right now the league's pretty much separated. You've got 4-5-2 teams in the me, and then you've got 2-4-3s, and then the rest below. Like, that's half the league right there. That's the half the league. And some of these teams are pretty banged up injury-wise. Yeah, so you can never count Chris out. You can never, you know, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, I think his schedule is, I think it's a mixture of some pretty decent teams. And, you know, so for example, week 9, he's got someone by the name of World Boss. Don't know who that is, but I heard he's pretty good. He's got Shady Week 10. He's got RJ. He's got Bill. And then he's got Ryan Week 13. And then he's got the drunk guy that likes to climb trees. So it could be an uphill battle for Chris. But again, right, 2-time champ, you can never really count him out.
That's right. And, you know, especially the season keeps going the way it's going, you know, them last few playoff spots are going to be really up for grabs. You know, you got a lot of you figure the top, hell, me and you guys are only separated by one game, you know. I lose this week, me and you are tied. You know what I mean? Like, it's all it takes is 1 week. We're all still relatively close. I'm 4-3 teams and me 6-1. Like, that's not that big of a difference. That's only 2 games. You know what I mean? And, when you're facing the competition like we got, like I'm fortunate enough to have got most of these better record teams out of the way. You know, it makes me feel a little better, but you know, just because some of these guys have shitty records don't mean they have shitty teams. I know a lot of these guys down here have just been dealing with a lot of injuries. You know, look at Bill lost Russell Wilson. He's got Devontae Adams just hit the COVID list, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's tough.
It's crazy. And, you know, you throw the whole COVID thing in there and that makes everything even crazier. excuse me. Luckily for Bill, if there was a week to have to miss Devontae Adams, it's a week you have to go, you know, against Walt. No offense, Walt.
Poor Walt.
I'm sure your team's more banged up than Bill's because I know you got Kareem Hunt banged up.
And definitely, man.
Kareem
Hunt. All right, man. We're
put up some points on me. So
we're pushing close to an hour here, so don't want to make it too long. We could, but we want to make sure we give these boys, you know, they can sit down and kind of go through it and enjoy it, and hopefully they could put aside some time to listen to this. So, again, man, you know, really just want to, you know, thank you for coming on the show. You know, you're having an amazing year, best record in the league, one win away from tying the league's longest win streak. You know, it's just I'm excited about it. You know, first rivalry week coming up, and I'm excited to see how far you can take it. I'm not going to sit here and wish you luck week 8, but, you know, hopefully may the best team win.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, the first ever rivalry week, we got a lot of interesting things going on, a lot of interesting storylines. Like you said, you know, I can tie this record. That'd be huge. That'd be big. And, again, who better to do it against than a guy with the track record me and you have with one another? And let's face facts. If I'm going to tie a record or break a record, I want to do it against the best of the best. And right now, you're the best of the best. We're the best of the best. So I'm excited. I'm really excited. Hope the other 12 competitors are watching very carefully because, you know, they're gonna have to deal with both of us for the foreseeable future. We're going to have it's gonna be a crazy rest of the season. But the first 7 weeks have been crazy. I don't expect it to slow down at all. I'm excited. And thanks for having me again. I appreciate that. I appreciate you having me on and getting to talk my favorite thing, man, fantasy football. I love it. We all love it. And
awesome, definitely, man. I'm pretty sure this is not going to be our first and last time this season. I'm trying to get maybe one more podcast in sometime before the season is out. So as we get a little closer towards the end of the season, maybe I'll do it right before the playoffs or something. I'm sure you're either going to be, you know, top of the league, or your name is going to be at the top of, you know, maybe the Coach of the Year award or one of the awards in this league. So I'm sure you and I'll be talking pretty soon again.
Well, I was pretty jealous watching everybody else get trophies at the draft. So I definitely want to win some hardware this year. So I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see where we go. And this goes league-wide. Here's to a great rest of the season, and may all our fucking players get through this shit healthy, please.
Like
100% agree with that, man.
My team, your team, anybody's team. I just want all our players to make it through unscathed. You know, like you don't want to lose like that. I want to beat everybody's whole team. I don't want to beat somebody's banged up team. I want to beat the whole team. I want to beat all your squad.
I want 100% to bring it. Agree. Definitely.
And on that note, you're fucking going down, T. Good luck this week.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I appreciate it all, man.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, brother. You take it easy, man.
All right, you too.